Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot today, so we should crack on.
Yes, why not?
And we start with a special guest on the two mics.
We've got Rennie Mullinstein here, who, of course, used to be
Rennie, a great coach
at Manchester United, first team coach under Sir Alex Ferguson. Rennie, a very good evening to you. Welcome.
Good evening.
He's obviously heard the show. He knows they shout at each other the whole time.
He thought he'd get his shouting in early.
Over to Alan Brazil on Breakfast, who does struggle with the name of his own show.
Coming up to 7:15, the Alan Brazil Sports Club Sports Breakfast.
Yeah, it's a private show.
The Alan Brazil
for
Sports
select
Club.
Members.
That's right. Yeah, he does a little post show for a premium rate post show, the Alan Brazil Sports Club. Now, this is Jim White getting some unwarranted criticism from a listener.
Have a think before you do it, because it can sometimes backfire on you like it has done with Leverkusen.
Yeah, there's Paul in West Yorkshire suggesting I was creepy.
Creepy. Oh, that is unfair, it's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Yeah. Although the way Jim says the word creepy is actually a bit creepy.
A little bit creepy. Should we hear it again?
Creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy, yeah, Jim, actually. Creepy, just not... just you saying creepy. Now, Mickey Gray, chatting about the sprinter, Dina Asher-Smith.
To achieve what she has, to prepare for the 100 metres... And then to jump into the 200 metres after that, which is a different preparation altogether. Obviously, we know how far it is. It's an extra 100 yards further.
It's the mixed measurement.
Yeah, I think it is. It could be in the old money, but it's not quite. But there we are. Thank you very much, Mickey.
Now, meanwhile on Fisherman's Blues, Nigel Botherway was joined by potentially Britain's most northern man.
Morning, Matt. Before we talk about the Academy or Riverfest, I know that you fished the National Championships on the Trent yesterday. How did that go, buddy?
Day up, Nigel.
Oh, very northern.
Oh, very northern.
Then Matt put his mate James on the line.
James, how did you first get into the England setup?
I'm from up north, a lot further north than Matt.
Blimey. Where's he from? The North Pole?
Quite possibly.
It's unbelievable.
How much more north can you get? The answer is none. I'm more north. Now, this is Danny Kelly shouting the phrase, sex feature.
Sex feature?
That's basically it, isn't it? I think there was a longer version of that, but the short one will do.
I like the short one.
So, yeah, this is just basically tells you need to know. Danny Kelly shouting the phrase, sex feature. Now, what's next?
It's back to Big Alan with his priority list for a new stadium.
It's all right, Alan, when you look at a stadium from the outside, from aerial cameras. Wow, look at that, it's nearly ready. It's the inside. It's all the stuff inside, the electrics, the fire, safety, the bar,
There we are. I think Alan probably would say he did that in reverse order. All the important things about a stadium, the bar, then the safety, then the electrics. What's next? It's Jim, isn't it? Jim White, going a bit Brian Bodonde.
Should he then be automatically brought back?
Quite possibly. Brought back.
It's Moose with an anecdote.
Yeah, the Moose.
But a couple of years ago, I spoke to a player who played for a team other than Celtic. And I said,
you know, we were just sitting having a beer, or I was having a Coke and he was having a coffee.
Not really having a beer, then.
So no beer was involved whatsoever.
Just sat there having a beer, Coke and coffee, no beer. So about the Fisherman's Blues,
yeah,
giving us a mention, well, kind of. Mm.
To have a rocky bottom, it's hard to present your bait, and I can just hear that on Clips of the Whips.
Clips of the Whips?
It's a new show on Talk Radio.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, but it's quite a late night, I would imagine. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Sounds good.
So, what's next?
Alan's back with another clip, although we're not sure what time this went out.
No.
Right, 9:30, coming up 9:30. Hopefully we'll get both up, Sir Ian, both on 9:30. Let's catch up the headline news.
What do you reckon, about quarter past 10? Was that? yeah. Anyway, if only it had been 2 minutes later.
Of course.
It's gone 9:32. Don't forget Andy Gray coming up at 10 o'clock here on the Sports Breakfast. 9:32, Tiger after his ball on the left-hand side. 9:32 here on TalkSport.
Yeah, 9:32.
That sounds about 12.
It does, yeah, that's right. The voice ravaged by years of red wine.
Back to the Moose,
yeah,
at the Emirates last Sunday.
Man to his back, Guendouzi played it back to Cech by his left-hand post, and somehow he squirmed the ball, so it just missed his right-hand post. Emery would have been having chickens there, wouldn't he?
Whatever happened to kittens?
I don't know.
Kittens have been phased out and replaced by chickens.
Yeah, I think they have.
Oh, he'd be having chickens. Now, a couple more from Alan. First, with a competition question featuring Southampton's Oriol Romeu. That's Oriol Romeu.
Oriol Romeu was shown the most yellow cards last season. What nationality is he? Oriol Romeu.
Nigerian?
No, Spanish.
Yeah,
it's an easy mistake to make with that pronunciation.
I know why you got it wrong. It was Romeu and Chandon.
Of course it was. I do love a Romeu and Chandon. Yeah. And so what's next?
Here's the big man with Steve Harmison on Breakfast.
The skill level of Jimmy Anderson is phenomenal. The skill level is just unbelievable. In-swinger, away-swinger. Being able to pick
Could
the right
time.
Could
you swing both
ways, Army? Oh, grow up, Al.
Come on, Alan.
Don't tell us that was an accident. You knew what you were doing. And finally, it's Nigel on Fisherman's Blues again, with news of a good read.
This morning's opener comes from the pen of angling author Peter Bishop, who has just published a new book with the great title of Crucians at Bedtime.
Not that great a title, is it? Not that great. It's not Tale of Two Cities. I was thinking you could have had Crucian for a Bruising. I don't know what that is. Or you've got Crucian with Jane McDonald. They were both
that would have been
they
good.
Were both good titles. Now this, Nigel, and it's one you gave us yourself, is what we call a good book title.
I have read Billy Makin's new book, which is called Fishing and Testicles.
Yeah, well, we'll certainly buy a copy of that.
Why not?
Fantastic. Catch and release.
Yeah, yeah, well,
so there we are. Thank you to everybody court. Who suggested clips this week. Arnold Anderson. Blimey, he gets in every week. Arnold Anderson, Gordon, Roger in Durham, David Clark, Brutus, Rich Smith, Fiona Friend. Oh, for goodness sake. Mike Smalen, Ryan Foley, Mark Benham, David Shannon, Mike Rowave. Oh, goodness sake. Tim Burr. Oh,
God, these are ridiculous.
Alan Jenkins and Lee Burcham. Thank you for everybody who suggested clips.
Yeah, Lee on top form this week.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, thank you very much, guys, for all of those clips that were played. If you hear a clip over the next 7 days on TalkSport, please do send it into us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard it, and we'll have a listen back. And if it makes the final cut, then you will get a credit like those guys.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.